Villa è uno dei leader strategici del partito del Rinascimento italiano.
So this is a key villa, key point for the Renaissance in Italy.
Qui è questa villa era di proprietà di Machiavelli. E qui ha camminato con molti amici Leonardo da Vinci.
So Machiavelli owned this place and also Leonardo used to come here.
Who?
Leonardo da Vinci. Ah.
Leonardo da Vinci. They used to work here and talk together.
Oh.
Quindi un posto speciale. Poi questa villa è passata di mano tra importanti personaggi, banchieri, insomma tante persone famose.
And after that, great personalities, different kinds, used to come here, pass through here.
Addirittura è stata proprietà di un ramo della famiglia dello zar in Russia.
It was even owned at some point by the Tsar, the king of Russia.
Part of family.
Yeah.
Nel 1979 è diventata la dinora del Signore Supremo.
In 1979 it became the place of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
La casa era già suo, ma qui l'ha stabilito chiaramente.
In reality it was already it already belonged to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and from 1979 onwards it was officially so.
Questo è diventato il rinascimento spirituale all'interno del rinascimento di tutta l'Europa e di tutto il mondo.
So now it became part of the spiritual renaissance, the movement that she's standing up for me.
E quindi il posto ideale per svolgere un ritiro, e grazie ancora a Susanna Sacinanda Swami per essere qui.
So this is a perfect place to hold a holy name retreat, and we want to thank you again, Sachinanda Swami Maharaj.
Grazie a tutti voi per essere qui per abbellire questo posto con le vostre luminose presenze.
Thank you everybody for being here and make this so very wonderful.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. I did not know this historical dimension. Wow. Krishna. Maybe we can liberate Machiavelli. He was a little in the ego, I think. Ego problem. A big ego. We can liberate Mr. Machiavelli. Hare Krishna. Yes, thank you, Parabhakti. Thank you, everyone, for showing up and coming for this first workshop. We had in the morning our first discovery lecture, and this is your first workshop.
Thank you, everybody, for showing up. Grazie a tutti per essere venuti.
Italiano, parla italiano!
Grazie a tutti per essere venuti. Stamattina abbiamo avuto la prima classe esplorativa e adesso continuiamo con il nostro seminario.
Workshop. In a workshop we are going to do some work.
In questo workshop faremo del lavoro.
Here some work is already going on. Wow. A workshop. No, good. It's a workshop. Thank you. So, one moment, please. Yes. The whole purpose of any meditation is to withdraw the attention from the outside world and focus it inside.
L'obiettivo della meditazione è di portare la nostra attenzione dal mondo esterno al mondo interiore.
Sound is okay? Maybe a little louder, the translation. Yes, a little louder. So let me repeat this again, because it's important. The purpose of any meditation is to withdraw the attention from the outside world and bring it to the inside.
L'obiettivo di una qualsiasi meditazione è di togliere la nostra attenzione dal mondo esterno e riportarla al mondo interiore.
And japa is also a meditation. We call it the japa meditation.
Il japa è anch'essa una meditazione. Noi la chiamiamo meditazione japa.
You can't do good japa if your mind is wandering in the world.
Non potete fare una buona meditazione se la vostra mente scappa e girovaga per il mondo esterno.
Yeah, if you are engaged with external thoughts, anxieties, and so on, you cannot enter the japa zone, so to say.
Se siete distratti da pensieri nel mondo esteriore, non potete entrare nella cosiddetta japa zone, yeah. La zona del japa.
And without coming into this area or into this consciousness, your japa will remain a difficult practice, sometimes even boring or dry for you.
E se non entrate in questa zona, questa japa zona, allora il vostro japa rimarrà noioso e una cosa meccanica, un'esperienza meccanica.
In meccanica, yes. So, and dry, huh? Dry.
Secca.
Secca, so. No gusto, no, absolutely no gusto. So, this morning, I wanted to show what philosophically is the source of the mind which goes outside into the world. It's the aham mameti, or io and mio.
Questa mattina abbiamo discusso, io ho voluto così spiegare le sorgenti della filosofia, il perché filosofico del fatto che noi siamo attratti verso l'esterno. Abbiamo parlato di anima, meti, ovvero io e mio.
Yes, and we taught you the philosophical background of the Buddha Shuddhi process, which is a process to bring us away from the I-centered world and bring us to the Krishna-centered world.
Abbiamo anche discusso del perché filosofico del Buddha Shuddhi, come riportare la nostra attenzione dall'esterno all'interno.
At least for the time of the practice, it is necessary that a devotee comes on this level of consciousness, this internal consciousness, or this sacred space.
Per lo meno durante la japa meditation, è fondamentale che il devoto entri in questa zona sacra, in questa japa zone.
Zona sacra, yes, you must enter this japa zone, otherwise you are wasting your heart, your time.
È necessario che noi entriamo in questa zona sacra, questa japa zone, altrimenti stiamo sprecando il nostro cuore.
And not only are you wasting your time, you're creating offenses which separate you from Krishna.
Non solo sprecate il vostro tempo, ma anche facciamo offese,
I will make it very simple. When you chant, you need to get out of your mind and into your heart.
Voglio dirlo in maniera più semplice. Quando cantiamo, dobbiamo lasciare la mente ed entrare nel cuore.
My godbrother Mahatma Prabhu, he gave one affirmation. He said, when I'm chant, I'm out of my mind and in my heart.
Mahatma Prabhu, mio carissimo confratello, ha una bellissima citazione, una citazione che vi riporto. Quando io canto il japa, esco, lascio la mia mente dentro nel cuore.
Yes, that means in the heart you are fully present to the chanting of the holy name.
Il che significa che quando sei nel cuore sei veramente 100% presente al suono del Santo Nome.
Now, how to get into the sacred space of the heart? This we will explain today.
Adesso, quindi, come entrare in questa zona sacra del cuore, in questo spazio sacro del cuore?
There's a very easy method.
È ciò di cui parleremo oggi ed è un metodo molto semplice.
It's called breathing.
Si chiama respiro.
Your breath is the bridge to the inside world.
Il tuo respiro è il ponte che ti connette al mondo interiore.
You know this when you are, it is seen when a person is angry, he breathes very shallow.
Avete notato quando una persona è arrabbiata, respira molto, in maniera molto breve e superficiale.
Yeah, no, shallow, yes, shallow. Or when he is very lusty, he breathes very, very quick.
Quando una persona è molto lussuriosa, respira molto velocemente.
Now the yogis have found out that this works also in reverse order.
I yogi hanno scoperto che questa cosa del respiro funziona anche al contrario, è vero?
The mind influences the breath.
La mente influenza il respiro.
But the breath can also influence the mind.
E il respiro può influenzare la mente.
Srila Prabhupada writes in the third canto something very eye-opening about this.
Srila Prabhupada scrive nel terzo canto dello Srimad Bhagavatam qualcosa che è veramente rivoluzionario.
Rivoluzionario, yes. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, it is said that one must practice the breathing exercise.
Prabhupada scrive, come detto nella Bhagavad Gita, è detto che un devoto deve praticare l'esercizio del respiro.
By virtue of these practices of control, the mind cannot wander to external thoughts.
Questa pratica virtuosa fa sì che la mente non vaghi su pensieri esterni.
And thus one can fix the mind constantly on the Supreme Personality of Godhead and can attain Him.
In questo modo la mente può essere fissata sulla Suprema Personalità di Dio.
Many of you don't know this, but Prabhupada wanted to teach breathing exercise in Vrindavan. There is a letter of this, but this was written, this letter, in 1977, and before he taught it, he left the body.
Wow, molti di voi non lo sanno, ma in verità Prabhupada voleva fare insegnare corsi di respirazione in Vrindavana e lo descrive in una lettera del 77 proprio prima di lasciare il corpo.
But he writes about breathing in the third canto and how he says how the breathing pacifies the mind so that you can think of Krishna.
Comunque in una spiegazione del terzo canto Prabhupada scrive appunto di questa capacità del respiro di acquietare la mente.
So when by breathing the mind gets fixed, don't now stay there, but engage the fixed mind in the meaning of the mantra. Please accept me, please accept me.
Quindi col respiro la mente diventa calma e si riesce a fissare. E allora la fissi sul santo nome chiedendo please, per favore,
yeah.
Accettami.
This is universal knowledge.
Questa è conoscenza universale.
There is one saint, a Christian saint, Saint Isaac the Syrian. He wrote about the this inner place within.
Saint Isaac, questo santo cristiano,
yeah.
Ha scritto a questo riguardo, questo spazio interiore.
Try to enter the cell within you and you will see the heavenly paradiso.
Cerca di entrare in questo spazio interiore sacro dentro di te e tu vedrai il paradiso.
So are you ready to experiment on this?
Quindi siete pronti a fare l'esperienza di questo?
Tic. Good. Good. Ojashvi, ready? Good. Hanuman. Anjana Sutta is ready. I need a pair of cartels, please, for this. If someone can. Yes, but you play very nice cartel. So you should keep the cartels for play. We will play at one stage. So you please join the music group. Any other? Yes. Tika, yes, please give me. Thank you very much. Good. This time we will chant japa. Do you all have your japa mala with you? You have. No, our devotees from London, not? Yes, no, or middle, or do you speak English? Yes. If you have, what do you think we do at a japa retreat? Chant japa or no japa? Good. No problem. You can do with, you want to get your japa malas? Yes, maybe it's a good idea. But please come quickly. Oh my God. So, the whole purpose of this is to come to the place where we can chant japa without disturbance. We will, for this, exit the material consciousness and come into the spiritual consciousness.
L'obiettivo di tutto questo è riuscire a cantare japa senza distrazioni, da una coscienza esterna materiale alla coscienza interiore spirituale.
We will start by just chanting japa like we ordinarily chant, and then you will see after the practice there is a huge difference, and I think that will motivate you to go deeper in your japa.
Quindi inizieremo adesso cantando japa normalmente come facciamo di solito.
So
faremo una piccola pratica e continueremo, così vedrete la differenza, questo vi ispirerà.
So let us do what we already know. Sit straight, please. Maybe open your chest a little bit. And together we chant the Panchatattva mantra, and then we chant one round together. During this time you can already do what we heard about up till now. You can bring the vibe, you can experience the vibration of the holy name in the sacred space of the heart.
Adesso potete sperimentare quello di cui abbiamo già discusso, ovvero sentire la vibrazione del santo nome dentro lo spazio interiore del vostro cuore.
Yes. And when the mind goes to other subjects, like it will, most probably, we bring it back.
So probabilmente la mente vi distrarrà andando di qua e di là, non c'è problema, riportatela sul suo sacro cuore.
Yes. Please, all together. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shia Advaita Garada Sivasa Digo Vatavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Everyone for themselves, not unison chanting, please. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama. Ram Ram Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Ram 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 Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Ram 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 Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Ram 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 Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Ram 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 Hari Hari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Continuare, continuo. When you catch your mind wandering, just bring it back to the sound. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna 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 Krishna, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Krishna. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Was it difficult or easy?
Facile o difficile?
Easy.
It does something to you, this breathing, no?
Avete notato l'effetto del respiro?
The way I practically apply this, my dear devotees, is before I chant japa, I first sit myself like this. It takes me 15 seconds really to give the command on my body, okay, now we are chanting.
Okay, quindi cari devoti, questo è il modo in cui io applico questa teoria di cui ho parlato. Mi siedo, 15 secondi, mi siedo in maniera imposta, corretta.
And then I breathe like this.
Quindi respiro così profondamente.
30 seconds. And calm mind. Calm mind means calm life. And calm life means happy life. Hare Krishna. What I also do, this is maybe a little bit more advanced, I do on an exhale a whole mantra like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Then I inhale and repeat the mantra in the mind. Then I again exhale, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. And I can also do two, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Then again in the mind, one mantra, then two mantra out.
Inspirando, recito il mantra nella mente ed espirando profondamente recito due mantra.
Srila Prabhupada did not teach this.
Srila Prabhupada non ha mai insegnato questo.
He only spoke in general about the breathing is good for the mind control.
Solo Prabhupada ha menzionato generalmente che respirare è molto efficace per migliorare il japa.
It is said in Hari Bhakti Vilas, these breathing techniques are to be taught by the guru to the disciple, according to where the disciple is, you know, his level.
In Hari Bhakti Vilas, ha detto che il guru insegnava queste tecniche del respiro al discepolo secondo il livello in cui discepolo.
I personally don't think it is good to go too much into the detail because then this takes away the attention from the chanting.
Personalmente non penso che occorra andare troppo nel dettaglio di questo dell'importanza del respiro perché potrebbe distogliere il focus obiettivo, ovvero il japa, il canto del santo nome.
The holy name should be the center of our main attention.
Quindi il centro della nostra attenzione deve sempre rimanere il nome.
The holy name and Krishna.
Santo nome e Krishna.
This last exercise which we will do today is the best one.
L'ultimo esercizio che faremo oggi è il migliore.
Because all this, you know, Dehadharana is gonna bringing our consciousness and collecting it and centering it and then calming the mind through breathing. These are really very, very beginning things on the path of yoga.
Questi esercizi di cui abbiamo parlato fino adesso, prendere l'attenzione, focalizzare la mente, sono esercizi per principianti nello yoga.
Bhakti is not about mind control and breath control.
Ma la bhakti non ha nulla a che fare praticamente con il controllo del respiro, il controllo della mente.
Bhakti is something about the devotional heart.
Bhakti ha a che fare con il cuore devozionale.
Therefore, I request you to close your eyes now.
Quindi, chiedo ora di chiudere gli occhi.
Where do you think? See? You are ready with your cartels? Good. So close your eyes. You will need to go a little louder, probably don't hear you. Then take a deep inhale and exhale. And bring your awareness to your heart space. Meditate on the following three truths as they are told by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I'm an eternal soul. A servant of Krishna.
Servo di Krishna.
I'm an eternal soul.
Sono un'anima eterna.
The servant of Krishna.
Servo di Krishna.
I'm truly and really different from the body.
Sono davvero, davvero diverso dal mio corpo.
I'm an eternal soul.
Sono un'anima eterna.
A servant of Krishna.
Servo di Krishna.
Feel this.
Sentite questa verità.
Sense it.
Fate l'esperienza.
Let it sink in.
Digerite questa esperienza, lasciatela.
I'm an eternal soul.
Sono un'anima eterna.
Servant of Krishna.
Servo di Krishna.
Krishna is my only master.
Krishna è il mio unico padrone.
Feel what this means.
Cercate di sentire l'emozione di questo, di cosa ciò significa.
Krishna is my eternal master.
Krishna è il mio padrone eternamente.
Sense it.
Fate esperienza. Sentite questa verità.
Krishna is my eternal master.
Krishna è il mio padrone eternamente.
Let this sink in a little bit.
Lasciamo sprofondare dentro di noi questa verità.
I'm meant to serve Krishna.
Io sono fatto per servire Krishna.
In this world and the spiritual world.
In questo mondo, così come nel mondo spirituale.
Let this sink in a little bit more.
Lasciate entrare dentro di voi questa verità ancora un po' più in profondità.
And then sing from this space.
Da questo spazio sacro interiore dentro di noi ora cantiamo.
I'm an eternal soul.
Sono un'anima eterna.
Krishna is my only master.
Krishna è il mio unico padrone.
And I'm meant to serve him in this world and beyond.
E io sono fatto per servire in questo mondo e nell'altro mondo.
Ramo, Ramo, Ramo.
Krishna. So Hare Krishna, congratulations. This was some work. We were making step by step the Buddha Shuddhi meditation. We focused our body and collected our thoughts. We were doing some breath work to calm our mind. But the most important was the last exercise, where we went into our heart and meditated that I am actually your part, Krishna. And we addressed Krishna as our only master. And we identified the purpose here for all of us is to develop our relationship to Krishna. I would like to now see if you have any questions so far. I will answer them as brief as I can. I see Treya Prabhu is there, Bhadra Prabhu is there. Let me look towards the Mataji side. This Mataji is there. Yes, you are there, and our Raja Sundari, Raja Janava, yes. Good, so let us start with Tre Prabhu. Please be very attentive, these are very important questions.
Why is it that it's much easier that I'm chanting a holy name in a kirtan altogether to feel ecstasy in chanting than it is in chanting japa?
Mm-hmm.
Same holy name, but
yeah.
Perché è così facile a sentire, molto più facile sentire l'estasi quando cantiamo il santo nome in un kirtan insieme invece di cantare da solo il japa.
Sanatana Goswami gives the following answer.
Sanatana Goswami risponde a questa domanda.
For chanting good japa, you need a pure heart.
Per cantare un buon japa bisogna un cuore puro.
But kirtan purifies the heart.
Ma invece kirtan purifica il cuore.
So, you understand the answer? It purifies. How does kirtan purify the heart? See, in kirtan, we are doing really a group petition. We are all together. And we benefit by each other seriousness. Consider the light of a candle. When there are many mirrors around it, the light will be increased or intensified.
Se ci sono molti specchi intorno a questa candela, la luce sarà amplificata.
So you come with your little light, so to say, your little spark, your little devotional spirit.
Quindi tu vieni al kirtan con la tua piccola luce devozionale.
But there are many others around you, and they uplift your spirit.
Ma ci sono molte altre anime, altre luci intorno a te che...
So therefore kirtan purifies your heart very actively. Whereas for japa you need a purified heart. Still the two work together. My dear devotees, in japa you really make a yagya, a sacrifice. It's so difficult. In Kali Yuga, you will see, Jai Prabhu, I give so many japa retreats. Most participants cannot have difficulties to complete their 16 rounds each day. This is the secret story. And they take this help of a japa retreat to become regular and steady in their 16 rounds. And I always think, Tejas, when you do your japa, you are alone with Krishna. It's only you and Krishna. And when there is no Krishna in your japa, that is only you and your mind. But still we must go on. Determination. Commitment. And respect for the practice. This will convince Krishna and he will give his mercy. But even when you do japa, it's better to be with several. Maybe you thought, could see when we were all chanting this morning with a special effort in the from 6 to 7, it was easier for us.
Se avete notato, questa mattina dalle 6 alle 7 abbiamo fatto la nostra sessione di japa insieme ed è stato più semplice.
Thank you. Bada Babu, we have microphone for you.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Chanting with faith and faith will be tested at the time of the death. How much you have faith in chanting, but it's still not there.
If it's not there at the time of death. Good, we will translate your question.
Prabhu ha chiesto Maharaj, per quanto riguarda la fede, noi dobbiamo cantare con fede e questo fa la differenza al momento della morte, ma se noi ancora non abbiamo fede, che si fa?
A devotee who tries throughout his life his best is pleasing Krishna.
Un devoto che prova nel corso della sua vita a coltivare questa fede dà piacere a Krishna.
Yeah, and Krishna will give some mercy to such a devotee at the time of death. Once a very old man who was in the evening of his life, just about to die, came to Ramanujacharya with a question that troubled his mind.
Sulle soglie della morte, vicino a morire, e andò da Ramanujacharya con una domanda:
what if I die and I can't think of Krishna?
Che succede, chiese Ramanujacharya? Che succede se io muoio e non riesco a pensare a Krishna?
What happens to me?
Che mi succederà?
It's similar to your question: what if the test of death comes and still my faith is not very big?
È una domanda simile alla tua. Che mi succede se io muoio ma la mia fede è ancora così debole?
Ramanujacharya said, "This is a very good question, but a very difficult question. When I take darshan tomorrow, I will ask Ranganath."
Ramanujacharya disse, "Wow, questa è una domanda difficile, molto bella. Domani quando prendo darshan della divinità, glielo chiedo."
So in the morning, Ramanujacharya said, "My Lord, there's this old devotee. He tried so hard in his life. But he is fearing that at the moment of death he will be unable to think of you. Maybe there's some pain in his body or in the heart or something.
Il mattino seguente Mordecai andò a presentarsi in chiesa della divinità. Mio caro Signore, c'è questo devoto anziano che ha provato così tutta la vita a sviluppare fede, ha paura che sentendosi male al momento della morte non riuscirà a ricordarsi di te.
All of a sudden Ramanuja Acharya heard Ranganath speaking to him.
E all'improvviso Ramanuja Acharya sentì la divinità che parlò, rispose.
If my devotee cannot think of me at the time of death, I will think of him.
Se il mio devoto non riesce a pensare a me al momento della morte, allora io penserò a lui, sarò io a pensare a lui.
So if a devotee tries to serve Krishna throughout his life, but still he is lacking in some ways.
Quindi se il devoto prova con tutto il suo meglio a servire Krishna nel corso della sua vita, ma ancora gli manca un qualcosa,
Krishna will think at that time of his devotee and make an arrangement for him as he sees fit.
Allora Krishna interverrà personalmente al momento della morte e farà in modo che si ricorderà di questo devoto e gli darà la sua misericordia.
Now the question, of course, is how can we increase our faith while we are still alive?
Un'altra domanda, ovviamente, per rispondere a questa domanda è che possiamo fare noi praticamente per aumentare la nostra fede adesso che siamo ancora in vita, per prepararci?
I would like to recommend 4 practices for you, which I have also described a little bit more in detail in the small Japa guide which I will give you after this seminar.
Per rispondere a questa domanda io vi raccomanderei 4 metodi, 4 attività di cui ho scritto in questa Japa guide che vi darò dopo.
Yes. Read the philosophy about the holy name.
Leggete la filosofia relativa al canto del santo nome.
Second, associate with people who have faith.
Associatevi con persone che hanno fede.
The sadhu sangha, no?
Sadhu sangha.
And the third is improve your practice of chanting.
Migliorate la vostra pratica del canto del santo nome.
And the fourth is what you are doing already.
E la parte è quello che tu già stai facendo.
Serve the holy name by sharing it with many people.
Servi il santo nome condividendolo con più persone possibile.
It's all written down and explained for you.
È tutto scritto in questa piccola guida del Java.
Thank you very much. So there was, I think, your good name, and then we have a microphone for you, please.
It doesn't reach.
Not doesn't read. Can you? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe you can just, would it be all right if you go here, because for the recordings. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Maharaj, thank you for the class. I wanted to ask for the inspiration from your own experience, how the relationship with the Holy Name develops from your experience.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. We will translate your question. When I was very small, I had met the devotees, and they had on the street, and they had written down the lines of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra for me. So I remember one night, this was before Krishna, before I became joined the temple, one night I couldn't sleep, so I went to my parents were out on a ball, so I knew where the key is for the TV and I opened the TV. Yeah, it was, we children were forbidden, or young people forbidden to look at the TV late in the night. But my parents were out, and I knew where the key was to open the TV cupboard. Yeah. Yes. So it was 11 o'clock. And the TV program was Frankenstein. You know, in Italy, you know who is Frankenstein. It was so scary. But the problem came when I needed to go from the living room to my sleeping room, because it was a big space, big apartment, and I thought Frankenstein is for sure in the toilet, and he will come out of the toilet and he will crack my neck and drink my eyes. He was not in the toilet. But I was sure he would be in the room of my brother and had killed my brother already. He also was not there. Then I passed the room of my smaller brother. It was so peaceful. This was the peace of death. I knew it. He will come out of that room. My dear devotees, this was the most difficult 50 meters which I walked in my life. Finally, I reached my own sleeping room. And I immediately went under the blanket so that he wouldn't find me. And I was shivering. If there's a God, please save me. I was very young. Child. So then I remembered the piece of paper where the devotee had written the Hare Krishna mantra. And I got it and under my blanket with the torchlight. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. I chanted until the sun rose in the morning. And after an hour or so, I felt no fear any longer. Before sunrise. And it worked. Frankenstein didn't kill me. My dear devotees, we all have a Frankenstein in our mind who goes after us. And the experience of chanting is that you lose your fear. Once Prabhupada was said, what do you feel when you chant? And he gave a simple answer. He could have given many answers, but he gave one answer.
Qualsiasi risposta, ma nella sua specifica
he said, I feel no fear. He gave other answers as well. No? So my experience was that I lost my fear when I chanted in that night where I was very afraid. And there were a few other experiences. But you know what I've also realized over the years is if the mind is so absent-minded and stays absent-minded while you chant, it doesn't work, it seems to not work so much, the japa, whereas kirtan works better. Let me give you an example. If you have a rotten tooth with a lot of caries inside, it doesn't help you so much if you put a golden crown on it. You have to take care of the caries. So in the same way, when the mind is just so restless and so uncooperative and stays like this, then you create even offensives when you chant. Hey, this is a problem. Sometimes people ask me, if I'm so bad in chanting, what do you think, should I better not chant? Because I'm bringing myself in difficulties. The Padma Purana answers this question. It says, even someone who is with a distracted mind and who commits offenses should continue chanting so that gradually, slowly, step by step, he will be purified. I always remember that night. That's when my faith was born. When my faith was born. But then I lost my faith also again. And other things needed to happen on the spiritual journey. You know, one experience was when Russia's border opened and we took an airplane to Moscow.
Una volta, quando i confini con la Russia si aprirono, noi prendemmo un aeroplano per andare a Mosca.
And at the end of our program, we chanted with the audience the Maha Mantra. We had sold 33,000 tickets, so many, but there were many more in the hall. That comes through the windows and through the bathrooms and, you know, for free. And then we did this last part of the program was called East Meets West. and we chanted with a drum set and electric guitars and a keyboard. And you know what happened? The people went absolutely enthusiastic. I remember they started to dance and sing like I had never seen people sing and dance before. Then they climbed on top of each other. There was a tsunami wave of humanity coming towards the stage. And we could definitely feel Krishna was present. I remember at that time I was performing the arati ceremony on the stage. We had big Gornitai deities. Same size as in the temple. Good size.
And
I was offering chamara. And you know, all of a sudden Nityananda starts to move towards the people. First I thought the stage was shaking, that was the reason. No, but it was a strong Russian stage, you know, there was no problem. Molto robusto, yes, molto robusto. The deity started to also reciprocate with the people. I was going to, no, better stay here, it's safer. I was saying to the deities, stay here, it's safe. It was so ecstatic, my dear devotees. I think to give special benediction to the people of that program, the Lord appeared in their hearts. And he also appeared, you know, in his deity form, he was also reciprocating. At the end, or as a result of these programs, I still meet people in Russia who tell me of this program and how they decided to become devotees. It's hundreds, you know, became devotees. Yes, so when you see this, your faith goes up. But it started in the night of Frankenstein. Hare Krishna. Yes, there was one last question. Please, we have a microphone for you. The cable is actually quite long. Hare Krishna.
Also with, you know, great personalities. And I was wondering,
Is there a moment where we actually don't feel this emptiness and we can actually, like, you know, just be fully filled? And I was wondering, does it make sense to actually seek for filling this emptiness, or does it make any sense to try to feel this emptiness that we have inside?
One wonderful question. Do you, can, yeah?
Chiedevo, quando non siamo devoti e ci manca Krishna, sentiamo un vuoto dentro di noi, quando diventiamo devoti ma abbiamo anche responsabilità materiali, ci rendiamo conto che anche ci manca perché vorremmo diventarci di più, e quando invece diventiamo devoti a tempo pieno, comunque sentiamo questo senso di vuoto perché ci manca. Se c'è un momento della nostra vita in cui questo senso di vuoto possa terminare, e se ha senso cercare di colmare questo vuoto che sentiamo dentro.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, that's a very deep question. I will answer it as concise as I can. When someone joins the movement for Krishna consciousness, they read the books and they feel great enthusiasm and confidence and think, well, I think in 1 year I'm there, I'm a pure devotee. No problem. Gita, in the Gita. Then the year has passed. And we feel still this a similar emptiness like the emptiness which we felt before Krishna consciousness. It's not exactly that same feeling, but it's very similar.
Non è propriamente lo stesso sentimento di vuoto, ma è simile.
So then we go to the more advanced devotee.
E allora che facciamo? Andiamo dai devoti più avanzati.
And advanced devotee says, try harder.
Il devoto più avanzato che ti dirà, try harder.
Improve your quality of sadhana and your quantity. Go to Japa retreat of Sachinanda Swami. Okay. We try again. But still, we cannot solve the emptiness in our heart. At this time, we can go one of two paths. One is, oh, this process didn't work. Let's be realistic. And we may become angry and bitter even. And we may not only criticize the process, we may criticize the devotees also. Because we feel so empty and disappointed. There is another path. And most of the devotees go this path. It's called the path of compromise. When I was a young devotee, I was an idealist. Very naive. I believed everything. Let me become now a realist.
Adesso invece
Realista, yes, absolutely. And what this means is Netflix is also there. We make compromises. We make compromises with the principles, with our time, with our practice. Yes, we feel empty. But we have something to distract us now. Most of the devotees of any spiritual movement go this path. Then there is the third level. You feel, all right, I have become a little bit compromised, but I don't really feel happy. So I don't really know how exactly, but somehow I wish to be with Krishna. Let me again go to another japa retreat. Oh, I go on pilgrimage to Vrindavan. And I meet exalted devotees. And yes, at that time something might happen to you. At that time you may be ready and mature to give up old concepts where you thought you are in control. You begin to understand, I can't do it on my own. I need Krishna's mercy. Misericordio, grazia. Yes, misericordio. Like Pavarotti sings, you know. You understand? This is. And at that time, you will still, might still feel separated from Krishna, but it's a sweet feeling.
A quel punto, sì, ci sarà questo sentimento di separazione da Krishna, ma è un sentimento di dolcezza, questa separazione.
In that sweet feeling of separation, that spiritual mood of Vipralamba, you actually meet Krishna. But that needs to be experienced, it cannot be explained.
E questo sentimento di volte avanzati, di separazione da Krishna, che si chiama Vipralamba, è un sentimento molto statico, non posso spiegare, non si può spiegare, può solo essere descritto.
Okay, yes, you understand. Good. My dear devotees, I'm looking at the time.
I miei devoti, sto guardando l'orologio.
1:20, yes, yes, and this means finito of workshop. I need to make two announcements. First announcement. Many of you were tired today. Our crew from London was heading us in tiredness at times. I was also tired. I was jet-lagged. Try to be careful with your time. It is, we need you fully awake because we do serious work.
Cercate di stare attenti con il vostro tempo, come lo gestite, perché ci servite non stanchi e molto attenti, coscienti.
maybe you want to go early to bed. Maybe after your meals you want to take like 7 minutes or 15 minutes or 20 minutes or 70 minutes rest, you know. The problem is this retreat takes place in the midst of summer, and summer means you're more tired. Maybe be careful to not eat so much and so many preparations. Somehow, please try, let us try to be more awake. A holy name retreat shouldn't be an exquisite torture. Second announcement. I have these wonderful things for you. Piccolo guida alla pratica del japa, a small japa guide. So I think we will go all through there. So we will have two devotees with two packs of things. Here maybe our Jana, she has one, and one we need in English, Vrajabali Hanuman. So you can pick up your small japa guide from these two devotees. Our Anjana Sutta, wonderful. Anjana Sutta has in English, and Janava Sundari has in Italian language. And if there are more, you know, if we don't have enough of this, then you can tell Anjana Sutta your name, and he will take up your name, and he will arrange with Gopi Sundari that more are printed for you. Yes, and like this also for you. Fine. What is the small japa guide? It helps you to breathe new life into your chanting. And you can read it. I think most of you will read it at home in peace. They're very powerful, you know. Three favorable building blocks for spiritual life. How to avoid the 10 offenses. Seven practices that support good japa. The japa reform mood, and a few very nice prayers. Whew. It's really power packet. Hare Krishna. Yes, so I thank you very much. Go Premanandi. Hari Hari Bo.